Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Went down the rabbit hole. Things that you've said or you've had said at nature's most precious moment at climax. Uncle Kyle writes, my wife's uncle, having sexy time in the playroom one time when the kids were all away. And it wasn't something we said, but at finish, we rolled over and hit a toy that made a bam, 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 bam. And it felt like we disappointed the cast of Toy Story. That would be, it's such a unique, disappointing sound that's so universal.
Oh, what about this one?
What do you do with the food?
Great question, Larry. Thank you. Rest in peace.
Let's see. My wife likes to get a little aggressive and demanding when we're doing it.
She wanted her chest to be the canvas.
She wanted to, wanted me to paint her chest, but I ended up not adjusting the sprayer appropriately and painted her face and yelled, "Whoop, there it is."
Great song. Good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She laughed very hard. Boy, you're very lucky. That's a roll of the dice. You know, improv in that moment.
Yeah.
It doesn't always land.
Probably led to some good talk.
Yeah.
Some good conversation.
That's some real conversation for your ass.
And face.
Okay, that one, if done at the appropriate moment after an appropriate painting has been done, I would probably never stop laughing.
That's some real conversation for your ass.
What if he did this and then said this?
Can we abort the baby?
Kelly'd say, "Will you marry me?"
Yeah. It's all about timing.
I had a girl that I was dating that always talked about herself in third person while we were doing the deed. Oh. Jennifer is climaxing. Don't leave your seed in Jennifer.
That's oh, God. So weird. That's,
yes.
That's very off-putting.
I wouldn't like that at all.
No. Mm-mm.
When I finally decided to break it off with her, I had to tell her it wasn't so good that she had to refer to herself in third person while doing it.
Oh.
Huh. Don't leave How'd your seed in Jennifer. Mm. Okay. Is that, do you think she referred to, no, I don't know. That's just weird. That couldn't have been a good breakup. When I was with my wife for the first time, as I was about to finish, I don't know why, but I yelled, "I'm going to pump you full of lead." What are you, Wyatt Earp?
Gosh.
Oh, Annie Oakley. I just make a series of noises identical to the mummy recreated scream.
Oh.
Just happen to have that one ready to go.
Someone from Schenectady messaged on the app, not during, but after. No matter how much she likes the movie Babe, don't say, "That'll do, pig."
Yeah.
That'll do, pig.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979. My wife, in a now inappropriate Indian accent like The Simpsons, said, "Thank you, come again."
Wow.
I guess it was a Freudian slip, but as my wife was having her special moment, she said, "Oh, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, my God, I'm kidding."
What?
That'd be very confusing. Like, are you faking this?
Yeah.
Is this a funny joke to you?
Wouldn't like that.
Joke!
What?
Steve has, I like it when Steve goes into his collection of drops.
Yeah.
Because one, some of them are newer than 9 years old. And two, I don't understand why a lot of them are there.
No, neither do I. Like this one.
In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
What?
That's from a commercial, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
What?
Don't forget the box. Sweet, beautiful box. Do not eat the box.
In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
That's a
what
nice
could
one.
That product be?
I don't know, but it's nice. It's soft.
Yeah, it is. Is there anything you'd want to hear that you haven't heard?
I have the world's biggest ass.
I think I wish I had more funny ones. I'm realizing a lot more people are funny in Nature's Most Precious Moment, where I've just had like the usual. I would love something that made me laugh at the same time.
What about this?
I hate it here.
I wouldn't like that one.
I tend to sound like Droopy Doug. I'm done now.
Oh boy.
What if she said,
I don't like snakes.
I don't like what?
Snakes.
What? Is that not good enough for your anus?
How do you feel about that, bitch? Oh.
Mate, you could pull that one off. I mean, that is you, but you could do it in the moment. This text, usually what I say as I climax is, I'm sorry. Yeah, I suppose that's true for a lot of people.
No way. It's my greatest gift.
You think this is true? If it is, I hope she thinks it's funny. After we're done, I always smack my wife on the ass and say, good game.
I mean,
I don't know.
Once maybe.
No.
Somebody said, Steve, that clip is from a Color Guard commercial.
A Color Guard commercial?
Like the people who wave the flag.
Or Cola Guard. Is it for a colon?
I think it is Cologuard.
Oh.
Like, so you don't get a colonoscopy? Is
in
that what that is?
In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think so. Maybe laundry?
Maybe. Like more like laundry than colonoscopy.
Detergent in a box?
One or the other.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
It's hard to say without knowing.
Yeah, I mean, it could be one of those dual purpose products.
Mm-hmm. The laundry detergent that's got a hole for your penis in it. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Bill Nye, not the dry guy.
Did you like turn your creep up to 10 when you said that?
I can turn it up to 10 anytime, Steve.
Just the
Bill Nye, not the dry guy. Hey Steve.
That's right.
What's in
What is that?
That's our old boss, Jess JT.
I, JT, need my chocolate. Chocolate!
When he would come on and talk with us, we would save all the clips of him sounding creepy and then take them out of context, like Steve does to me. It's funny when it happens to him.
Well, it was worse that time that he came in and he was a little molesty and then also had a cold.
And so and I'm looking over the shoulder of her, hugging her, and I look over and I go, yeah.
Yeah. That one was...
I said, okay, you work at Victoria's Secret, and that's your roommate, right?
So
he's a heavy breather, huh?
Well, he had run from the parking lot or something to get on the air with us.
It was a perfect storm of
he had a cold, he was winded, and he was saying creepy things, so it's the worst.
I said, okay, you work at Victoria's Secret, and that's your roommate, right?
We once accused him of for lunch. He put up with a lot. At one point, he said to us, you know, when you guys make fun of me, it's good for business because a lot of people would like to trash their boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm your boss. So if you trash me, it's good for everyone. And we said, okay. And the next day he was accused of standing in front of an open microwave so he could eat baked boob for lunch.
Yeah. When you put it like that.
We accused him of being ugly so many times that he was doing a roof sit at McDonald's to raise money from McDonald House charities. His son is on the roof with him, and people are going through the drive thru yelling, hey, I donated. JT, you ugly bitch. Yeah. faked boob. He would also, when he'd come on with us, he's still alive, by the way, doing great. So don't, this sounds like a eulogy. It's not. It doesn't ugly. Work here anymore.
Yeah. Hell of a eulogy.
He would, when he'd get on air with us, he would get too comfortable, and he swore so many times on the air with us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he'd just be telling a story, and he's like, yeah, so the effing guy, we're like, whoa!
He was the one that was trying to talk about, I forget what the context was, but he was trying to use the phrase, balls to the wall, and it kept coming out wrong, and he kept saying, wall to wall balls.
Yeah, he said wall to wall balls.
And then he goes, effing nuts.
So what does he say when he finishes? That's the one. That's the one.
Almost certainly that. Yeah.
That'll do, pig.
Chocolate. I'm mad or not get out.
Do you have any more of you?
No, I haven't ever said anything that would be taken out of context.
Kelly, you have any of Steve?
I do, but they're
it's hard to find, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I have no space left. But I've got a lot of Steve just making noises. It's imaging right now where you're just like, blah, 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 blah. There's like a whole 2.5 minutes I have of that.
Oh, Steve's sexual finish montage coming up later.
Justin Bieber!
Well, that was Steve.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.